For the past 18 days, a group of more than a dozen protesters have been demonstrating outside a big white tent on the banks of the Rio Grande in Brownsville. The tent serves as a pop-up immigration court bill to hear thousands of asylum hearings for migrants waiting in Mexico under the migrant protection protocols.
Even the name is such a paradox, migrant protection protocol.
Patty Brown is one of those protesters. She came here from Alaska to further shed light on how MPP is playing out here.
So here's the deal with migrant protection protocol. Families have to live in nylon tents in places that are declared too dangerous for Americans to visit. How is that any form of protection?
The Trump administration says MPP weeds out false asylum claims and shortens wait times for migrants. Brown says to see the reality of MPP, all you need to do is look across the Rio Grande into Matamoros, Mexico. More than 2,500 men, women, and children are living there in squalid conditions in a tent encampment. These migrants are seeking protection in the U.S., waiting for their chance to appear in this court. This scene, a big white tent court on one side of the river and a growing tent encampment on the other side, is what MPP looks like here in these sister cities. Brown says she will continue to protest this for as long as it takes.
So this is expected to last until MPP is stopped?
This tent court is one of two the federal government is operating on the border. The other is in Laredo. Neither was accessible to the public when they opened. Erin Thorne Vela is a staff attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project. She says it took 5 months for the federal government to start allowing people in, and access is still very limited.
A fellow from the Texas Civil Rights Project attempted to enter the tent court with a piece of paper and a pen, and he was turned away. And so there's no sense of these rules when pushed. Guards at the facility were unable to articulate any sort of written policy or any law that prevented members of the public for doing something as simple as putting in pencil and paper to be able to make notations.
Thorne Vela says this doesn't happen in regular immigration court, where there is a tradition of asylum hearings being open to the public.
People are not being permitted in these tent court facilities for merits proceedings, which is when the entirety of a person's case is going to be put on trial.
Kenji Kazuka is a researcher with Human Rights First. He says sitting in on merits hearings at the tent immigration courts are important, because that's where a judge hears the details of an asylum seeker's story.
Having members of the public present is a form of accountability. It's a way to ensure that due process is being done. And especially when someone is unrepresented, there may be no one who knows what's happened in that hearing if members of the public are excluded.
Immigration judges are not physically present at these tent courts. They speak to the migrants via teleconference from a different location. Kazuka says one of those places is the Fort Worth Adjudication Center.
No member of the public can go to the Fort Worth Adjudication Center to watch those hearings. So in those hearings with judges in that office building, no one can get in if they're not allowed to watch the hearings in the tent court.
While trying to access the tent immigration court in Brownsville earlier this month, TPR was barred from bringing in pen and paper to take notes and was told merits proceedings were closed, even if the asylum seeker gave permission. These and other restrictions have prevented migrants from having their loved ones in court. Ray Rodriguez is an asylum seeker from Cuba and recently had his final hearing.
When it was like 9 a.m., I took me to the where it was going to happen, and then I was shocked. There was this little tiny room that was just space for the lawyer, me, and the court clerk. And then I had friends who were coming, and I knew then that, of course, that was not going to happen.
Rodriguez's friend, Felicia Rangel Zampanaro, tried to go to his hearing, but private security at the entrance of the tent court in Brownsville didn't let her in.
I don't know why Brownsville tent court is so different, but they don't abide by the U.S. laws for immigration court. I know that. So they gave us an option of staying and listening to other people's hearings or just leaving.
Immigration court operates under the Justice Department. TPR reached out to the Executive Office for Immigration Review for comment on issues with access to the tent courts and was referred to the Department of Homeland Security, which did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Those agencies did recently provide a tour of the other tent court facility in Laredo.
I have just left the Laredo tent facility behind me after observing an immigration court individual merits asylum case.
Gregory Chen is the director of government relations for the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He recently posted a video on Twitter saying his organization was denied entry into a merits hearing, but the next day, that changed.
They told us that yesterday's decision was a mistake and that they would be providing access in the future. This kind of access in the future, they say, will have to be on an individual basis, and they will only provide it at this current point on the day of when we arrive at the facility.
On Wednesday, which marked 1 year since the rollout of MPP, TPR asked security guards at the entrance of the tent court in Brownsville if merit hearings were now open to the public. They said no, but a supervisor later clarified that they are open, but only if someone gets permission from the asylum seeker, their lawyer, if they have one, and the immigration judge. On top of that, there must also be available space in the courtroom. Immigrant rights activists say the lack of clear guidelines on public access to the MPP tent courts ensures that the public will not know what's being done in their name. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Brownsville.